else.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And good morning. Welcome into the program. Happy Wednesday to you. It is already a beautiful morning, and hopefully you're up and about and ready to start your day. And if you are, come on out and join us. We are broadcasting live this morning from Country Whip on North Main Street in Acushnet. They are now serving coffee and pastry in the morning. Delicious Cape Cod coffee, by the way. I'm enjoying a cup right now, and if you would like to come out and try it for yourself. They're going to be opening up in just about an hour. And, of course, they have coffee all day. So even if you come for your ice cream at night, you know, after dinner, and you want a cup of coffee because, hey, bringing a few kids out for ice cream, you probably need it, right? They have it now, and it is fantastic. I am enjoying this Cape Cod coffee very much. We'll find out more about all of the plans for this season at Country Whip coming up a little bit later on. We also have a Seize the Deal that will go on sale at 9 a.m. So you're going to want to pay attention to seizethedeal.com at 9 a.m. And I always tell people, you know, get there a little bit earlier. Don't wait until 9 and then go click on it, because you might get pushed out by some of the folks that are already trying to get in there. You want to get over there like 8:55 and just keep hitting refresh, because what a deal we have for you. We have $50 in gift certificates to Country Whip for just $25 going on sale at 9 a.m. this morning at seizethedeal.com. Speaking of money, we will also have another day's worth of win cash codes for you starting at 8 a.m. We will have 10 codes, one every hour through the 5 p.m. hour, that when you hear those codes, you enter those at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And when you go in and enter that, each time you do, it's a chance to win the $100 prize for that hour, but it's also an entry into the grand prize drawing for $30,000. So if you listened every day this week so far, you would have already had 20 chances to win that $30,000. If you had listened all last week and entered in the code every hour, you would have had 50 chances. So those of you who have been listening loyally and putting this in every hour, you have 70 entries already. Plus, maybe you did a few of those little bonus entries we have on the Win Cash page at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, where you just like us on Facebook and follow us and all that stuff, and you get a bonus entry for each one of those. So you could be looking at, you know, 75 entries already to try to win $30,000. It's that easy to enter. Just listen for the code and type it in. Couldn't be simpler. So we will have your code starting at 8 a.m. And, of course, that's brought to you by our friends at Architect Managed IT Services. Also, we can take your phone calls, even though I am not in the studio. We can take your phone calls remotely here at 508-996-0500. We can also take your app chat messages. The one thing I can't do is open line voicemail messages today, but, you know, I don't know why you guys aren't using those, but you're not. But that's all right, because we can't use them today anyway. So there are a lot of things that we can discuss this morning, but one of the things that I want to bring up in this story, I don't know how this could have happened. We've all had computers, laptop computers, that after a while, they might have not been as effective, or maybe they were defective from the time that we got them, and we have little issues here and there. You know, maybe it doesn't hold the charge. Maybe the screen blinks out. Maybe it won't stay connected to Wi-Fi. But I don't think I've ever been actively harmed by my laptops. I don't think one has ever actually, and I hope they're not listening to me right now because I've got two of them in front of me. Don't get any ideas, laptops. But, and by the way, this has nothing to do with AI. The computers are not taking over. But there's a story out of Uxbridge, Massachusetts, that apparently yesterday morning at about 9:30 a.m., there were some students at the Whiten Middle School, Whiten Intermediate School in Uxbridge, who were taking the MCAS. and they were utilizing school-issued Chromebooks to take the MCAS test. And while they're taking this, it was the English test, while they were taking this test, one of the students' laptops started smoking. Something had happened with the laptop where smoke was coming out of this laptop. And they evacuated the school. But the student himself, I guess he must have tried to push away the laptop when he noticed that it was smoking, and he ended up burning his hands. He suffered first-degree burns as a result of this. But they had to evacuate the building and put the MCAS testing on hold. So now they have to reschedule the tests because everybody left the building, which is fine. They have a couple more weeks to get them done, you know, by state law. But what is happening now is this was an Acer Chromebook, which are used in a lot of schools. And if you picked up a cheap Chromebook at some point, it might be an Acer. But it was a relatively new laptop that was issued at the start of the school year. And it was actually purchased at the beginning of the school year from a large and reputable company, according to the Uxbridge superintendent, Michael Baldessari. And he has been in touch with Acer. Acer said this is the first time that they've ever heard of something like this happening. And as a precaution, they're going to be taking all the laptops that they issued to the Uxbridge school back and sending them loaners until they can examine all these laptops and figure out what went wrong. But what a scary situation if you are this young man who has been identified as Gabe. But if you're Gabe and you're sitting there trying to take your MCAS test, which you've been preparing for all year, and you're finally ready, it's 9:30, so you know they're probably not too deep into the testing. And then all of a sudden your laptop starts smoking. Now, I would guess it was probably something to do with the battery, that the battery was overheating and started melting down, but I don't know that for sure. But now any student that has an Acer Chromebook, it's an Acer C734. Acer C734. So if your child uses an Acer Chromebook, check and see if it's that model, C734. And if you didn't write that down, I'm getting the story from WCVB, but it's everywhere. And maybe just make sure everything's okay with it. One of the things that you can do is you can, if you have the ability, you know, I don't really know with Chromebooks if the batteries are removable. I don't think I've ever owned a Chromebook personally. My son had one for school, but I never did anything with it. But if you can, you can take the battery out, like remove the battery physically from the laptop, then hold the power button down on the computer. You know, don't have it plugged in. You want it to be unplugged. Remove the battery, hold the power button down for about a minute, and then you can put the battery back in, put the charger back in, turn it back on. And what that'll do is it'll clear out some of the static that's built up. Maybe that was part of the issue. But Acer will, you know, try to get to the bottom of this and find out what's going on. And hopefully this doesn't turn into a recall of all the Chromebooks that they've issued to schools. I guess on the plus side, you know, there's only a couple months left of school. So if that's the issue, schools can probably get around it. But here they are using these Chromebooks to take the MCAS. When I read the story, I said, what? They use the computer to take the MCAS test? They don't just like have a booklet? But I guess those days are gone. So if your child has, or even if you might have gone out and purchased one at the store for yourself. Maybe you bought a Chromebook because you're like, I just need a simple little laptop for checking email and stuff when I go away from home. If you have an Acer C734, you might want to make sure you're following along with this story. And WCVB and other news outlets have photos and video of the laptop. I mean, this thing just melted. And melted while this boy was putting his hands on it. I mean, I've felt my laptops get overly warm. if I take my work laptop here, which is a Dell, not a Dell. She wouldn't be really very good at the stuff that I have to do. But, man, what a voice. It's a Dell computer, and I use Adobe Audition for audio production stuff. If I leave that open, say I'm just finishing up work in the office, and I'm unplugging from the monitor and the keyboard that I plug the laptop into there, and I'm going to bring it home and plug it into the monitor and the keyboard that I use there. If I just put it in my bag and then drive home and it's 25, 30 minutes later, I'm taking the laptop out of the bag and connecting it in my home office, it'll be warm, really warm, if I've left Adobe open because of the amount of processing power it takes, even when it's idle. So you've got to be careful, but you also expect that you can operate it in normal function and not have it have an issue. So hopefully they figure out what it was so that they can avoid it happening again. And I don't know how I would feel if I was one of those kids. Obviously, if I'm Gabe, I'm upset. But, I mean, if I was one of the kids that was taking that test, I don't know if I'd be like, oh, thank God, we got another couple of days before we're going to take the MCAS now. Or would I be upset that, hey, I've already prepared for this. I was already into it, you know, probably an hour or so. And now we've got to start all over again. I don't know how the kids do full days worth of testing or as many hours as they might spend doing the testing. When I was in school, we didn't have MCAS. They started them right after. It was actually some of the grades below me were like the test classes for it. But when I graduated in 96, I never had to take one. But we did SATs. We did SAT 2s where you're in a room for a long time. I think the SAT 2s was the longest that I ever spent taking a test. I was in there for, I think it was 5 hours, 5 or 6 hours. I took multiple SAT 2s, but still, that was the most straight testing that I'd ever done, and it was not pleasant. So I don't know if these kids would be happy that they got a chance to get out of that situation. But then you know that it's going to come up again. 508-996-0500. Also, again, you can use App Chat on the WBSM app. I can see those messages. We got an App Chat message from Paul, who says, good morning, Tim. How do you enter the contest code on the app? So it's actually really easy. When you open up the app, in the middle of the app, there's a row of buttons. And one of those buttons should say Win Cash, and it should have a picture of a money bag. If you don't have that button showing up in the middle of your screen, that little icon showing up in the middle of your screen, you probably just don't have the latest version of the app. See, every time we make a change where we might change that menu around for a contest or for something, then it's an update to the app, but not everybody's app is set to update automatically. So if you don't have your app set to update automatically, you can try closing out of the app, reopening it again, see if that helps. And if it still doesn't show up, then you can delete the app and re-download it. And that'll give you the latest version. But you should see that there. If you don't see that there, that's okay. You can just type in the search box, Win Cash, and it should come up. And if you still can't find it, let me know and I will send you the link to it on the App Chat option. But usually if people don't see the money bag icon, they don't see the Win Cash icon, it's because their app just hasn't updated. And then once you get into that page, scroll down. You're going to see some information about the contest. You're going to see what we call multipliers, multiple chances to enter. So you'll see the Facebook, the Instagram, all that stuff, that if you follow us and like us and all that, you get bonus entries. And then if you keep scrolling down, you'll see the daily code boxes. And each day, they only open up. See, our super IT team is fantastic at stuff like this. They only open up the codes that are for that day, so you can't enter the code in the wrong box. You hear the 8 a.m. code? Just go to the 8 a.m. box. It's the only 8 a.m. box that'll be open. And even if you hear the code at 8 a.m., but you can't, you know, you're driving and you can't enter it in, and you can't enter it in until 9:30 when you get where you're going, somebody probably won that hourly prize. Put in the code anyway, though, because that's still an entry for the $30,000 grand prize. So hopefully that helps. And again, if you have any more trouble, you can email me, tim@wbsm.com. Just be aware that I probably won't be able to help you till I get back to my desk a little bit later on today, just because there's a lot going on when I'm broadcasting live from Country Whip in Acushnet. And I want to see you come on by and try some of this delicious Cape Cod coffee. I'm looking at the pastry case right now and seeing some of the delicious stuff they have. Oh, those muffins look good. They have breakfast sandwich. They have all kinds of things here. So you're going to want to come down. I'm going to get the menu and I'm going to read out some of those things to you. But come on in. You can come on over and say hello. I've got a microphone here. So if you want to come by and talk instead of calling in, we can do that too. I love being out on the road. I love being out and interacting with everybody. But I need you to come on by and say hi. All right, why don't we take our first break of the morning? We'll take that. When we come back, we'll talk more with you. Broadcasting live from Country Whip and Acushnet. We'll be back in just a few moments. And you should be starting your day the right way by coming on down to Country Whip on North Main Street in Acushnet. They have delicious Cape Cod coffee. They have fresh baked muffins and pastries, all kinds of stuff they're cooking up here. And of course, don't forget, it is the place to go for ice cream, but it's also a place to go for all different kinds of food, including their new funky fries, which we'll talk about a little bit later too. But we had that article that we wrote a couple weeks ago, introducing the world to the funky fries. Have you ever had a hot fudge sundae on top of french fries? Well, you can do that here at Country Whip. And don't tell me that you haven't thought about it. I know that you dip your fries in your frosty or your milkshake. I know what you do with your fries. So you can come on down here and try some of their delicious concoctions. We'll talk more with them coming up a little bit later on. And, of course, we'll have that Seize the Deal for you at 9 a.m. And, of course, you can call me, too, throughout the show, 508-996-0500. You can send those app chat messages. But you can also come on by. I've got a microphone here. So instead of calling into the show, you can actually be part of the show. And unlike Chris McCarthy, I won't make you bring me eclipse glasses in order for me to put you on the air. In fact, if you have eclipse glasses, I don't want them. Save them. Save them for the next eclipse. So we'll talk with some people as they're coming in here, coming up a little bit later on. Also, one other thing that I will make you aware of, and let me open up my calendar here and double check. So next week we're going to be doing a special giveaway for a very special event coming up that benefits Mercy Meals and More. So we'll have more information for you that coming up on that later on this week. But you'll get a chance to attend a great event that they're putting on, and we will have tickets to give away to that, as well as we'll be talking to the South Coast's favorite magician, Lynn Dillies. She's coming back for another show, and we'll have her on the program next week, too. Right now, though, let's go into the newsroom and get all of the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
Arizona backs an abortion ban with a 19th century law. Donald Trump off a billionaire's list after a stock plummet. And a snack kids love could be booted from the menu.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Arizona Supreme Court is bringing back an abortion ban under a law from 1864. The law, from when Arizona was still a U.S. territory, bans all abortions except for risk to the mother. The previous law, enforced in 2022, bans abortion after 15 weeks, except when the life of the mother is at risk. More than 200 advocacy groups are asking the heads of major tech companies to step up their fight against misleading artificial intelligence and misinformation, this ahead of elections around the world. The groups wrote to the CEOs of companies such as Meta, Reddit, Google, and X this week, asking them to be more aggressive with policies to fight propaganda. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock took a nosedive. The Bloomberg Index is a daily ranking of the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump Media, the parent company behind Truth Social. Shares in Trump's company, however, have been steadily dropping and fell nearly 5% on Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. Los Angeles police say a woman fatally stabbed her partner and possibly threw her two children from a moving SUV before crashing into a tree and dying. It happened early Monday morning on the 405 freeway. Authorities say the woman had been arguing with her partner and stabbed him. She then took her children, an 8-month-old girl and 9-year-old sister, in an SUV, and the children were either tossed or fell out onto the roadway. The work continues 24-7 to clear debris from the catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard Commander Roberto Concepcion says the priority is finding the bodies of the three remaining construction workers who've been missing since a container ship hit the bridge and brought it down 2 weeks ago. And there's a push to kick Lunchables off school menus. Consumer Reports issued a warning Tuesday saying the school cafeteria version of the popular lunch snack contains too much sodium. Last year, Lunchables developed two new versions of the snacks, especially for school lunch programs. Consumer Reports says the turkey and cheddar school lunch versions contained nearly 200 more milligrams of sodium than the store-bought Lunchables.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics lost to the Milwaukee Bucks 104-91 last night. They host the New York Knicks at TD Garden on Thursday. The Bruins lost to the Carolina Hurricanes 4-1. They head off to Pittsburgh to play the Penguins on Saturday. And the Red Sox may have dropped that home opener to Baltimore yesterday afternoon 7-1, but they've got another shot tonight at Fenway at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We've got some sun peeking out on the south coast right now, but we're looking at a mostly cloudy day today with showers likely as we get into the afternoon and evening, a high of 59 degrees and a low of 48. On Thursday, more of the same, cloudy and showers, another high of 59 degrees and a low of 53. More rain and wind on Friday, and we'll likely see the sun again on Saturday with temperatures in the mid-50s. This WBSM News Update brought to you by Ocean Wine and Spirits Liquors for the largest selection of Nips near Fairhaven, now open at 157 Pope's Island in New Bedford. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from Country Whip on North Main Street in Acushnet. Come on by and have some coffee and some pastry, some muffins. It's a great morning. It's a beautiful morning. Come on out and be part of it and pay attention for that great Seize the Deal coming up at 9 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. $50 in gift certificates to Country Whip for just $25. And taking a look, so I heard Phil mention the Lunchables story. And my immediate reaction to that is, why are they even serving Lunchables as a school lunch? Isn't the purpose of Lunchables to be something that kids can eat when they don't have the ability to make something? And isn't school lunch designed to be somebody making something for them? For what purpose would you want? I mean, I guess maybe because the kids are used to eating Lunchables. They like Lunchables, so you want to make them available for them. But I found an article from CNN from last year when they announced the rollout of these Lunchables for school lunch. And it particularly mentions the turkey and cheddar cheese tray, which is sold in Target and contains 740 milligrams of sodium in the one-packet serving size. And it talks about how that, you know, we're looking at something that should limit those kind of things for students by giving them these Lunchables. And instead, it's, what did he say, three times as much. But for what reason? For what reason? It doesn't make any sense. Why does a kid need Lunchables for lunch at school? That's what you make when you're stuck at home. Or if you won't eat anything that's in the cafeteria, which I guess maybe that's probably why. But I don't know, when I went to school, and again, I don't want to be that, oh, back in my day. But when I went to school, we didn't have very many options for what we got for lunch. We had whatever the hot lunch was for the day. There was usually a cold sandwich option. And then the other choice was you could bring something from home. There wasn't all this extra stuff you could buy. You know, it wasn't until I got to middle school that they had a salad option. middle school and high school, you could get a salad instead. And some kids did. I knew a lot of kids that got the salad. But then, you know, I grew up in the 90s, so there were a lot of people that felt meat is murder, and they were vegetarians. The choices that we had in high school even were limited. There was a couple of different options for the hot lunch or the salad, or there'd be a cold sandwich option, or you could bring in your own lunch. They weren't really into catering for students to be able to decide what it was that they wanted to have. Oh, you like Lunchables at home? Okay, we'll get Lunchables in school for you. No, that wasn't the way that they did things. And by the way, when I was in elementary school, that cold sandwich option was, I'm serious about this, raisin bread and cream cheese. It was two slices of raisin bread with like 2 inches of cream cheese stuffed between them. That was the sandwich that they served in Plymouth Public Schools as the cold sandwich option to kids that didn't want hot lunch. So I'm just going to guess that a sandwich that is 2 inches thick of cream cheese is probably not the healthiest thing for a kid to be eating. And, you know, people wonder why I had to go on Mounjaro. Although I didn't partake in that cream cheese and raisin bread sandwich very often. I might have had it twice. And I was a really skinny kid back then. But let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so proud of you this morning. I said to myself, because I'm listening to you talking, and I'm saying, listen to this. I don't even have to call in. You're saying everything I was going to say. Yeah, those Lunchables, it is the worst, and I can't even believe it. They're giving it to our children. Isn't that horrible? If I eat one of them, I'll get real sick. The sodium in that is up the charts, boy.
I just don't understand the point of it.
It's ridiculous. When I was going to school, we had the cooks right there. I mean, I was very young then, grade school. You go to the cafeteria, you can smell it all down the hall, that delicious food. It was real food. You know, you get the protein, the vegetables, and of course you do get a little snack there, but it's not like today. And I thought this controversy about school food has been going on, hasn't it, for a while?
Yeah, I don't know how this was something that made it, you know, as they're putting in stricter guidelines. The FDA put in strict guidelines a few years ago. How did you get high-sodium Lunchables past that guideline?
That's terrible. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of, wasn't it for a while they were getting all the stuff that teenagers like, the pizza and the fries and all. I don't even know. Are they still getting that kind of, I don't know what they're getting now.
I'm not sure. I know that when my son went to school, he didn't eat school lunch, so I never really worried about what the menu was. He brought a lunch every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nowadays, with a lot of kids that, you know, they need to have that meal at school, and I believe they have breakfast too. We didn't have that when I was a kid, but they have breakfast too. I believe so.
Well, I was a fan of that program because, yeah, there were a lot of kids that didn't have breakfast at home for a variety of reasons. Right. You know, everybody thinks it means, oh, they couldn't afford it. But in a lot of cases, it was just the parents were getting the kids to school and trying to get to work. And, you know, they would tell the kid, hey, make yourself a bowl of cereal. The kid doesn't make a bowl of cereal. They're watching TV instead. So, you know, then they get to school and they can have something to start their day.
Very sad. Wow, Lunchables in school. As soon as I heard you say that, I said, come on. That's not real. But it is, I guess. Look where you are now with the ice cream, huh? I used to love to bring my mother over there in the summertime, and of course I would get the sugar-free one. But oh yeah, what a nice place that is! And I haven't been there now for, I don't know, 3 years maybe.
I'm going to try something. I'm going to try to put this next caller on hold. Hopefully, I don't drop you. I don't think I did. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. That worked. Okay. So
very good.
You know what Lunchables are?
Said about ice cream on the fries. Is that what you said?
I said about what? I'm sorry?
You were talking a few minutes ago before I called in about putting something on the fries, some kind of ice cream on the fries or something?
Oh, yeah. Here they have what they call funky fries. Yeah, so they do, they have a variety, you know, it's a bunch of different things that are French fries with different things on top of them. Like, you know, they have one that's like General Tso's chicken on top of fries, but two of them involve putting ice cream on top of the fries. One of them is vanilla ice cream and hot fudge, and then the other one is like maple sauce. And oh man, it's they sound really good, but I don't know if it'd be a good breakfast.
Going down that long carbohydrate road, oh boy! I know you're going to have something over there. What are you going to have?
I'm not sure. I'm taking a look at some of these pastries, though. They look pretty good, and that could be my carbs for the day. But now, you know, they offer a breakfast sandwich and things like that.
So. I mean, I don't want to be a real demon over here, but what are the prices now for just a cone?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get the menu yet, but I will get one soon.
Mm. And as far as drinks, I mean, they have coffee.
Yes, and they have delicious coffee. They have delicious coffee, Cape Cod coffee. Oh. It's something new that they've started this season. So they've started opening at 7 in the morning and serving coffee this year.
Mm. I'll go buy this in a later. Just to remind myself of the times I went there with my mother. We went there a lot. She loved it. Yeah. Well, thank you for the call. And boy, I had a call, but I was proud of you because you mentioned how bad it was. I like that. You don't usually do that.
Well, I mean, come on. Lunchables at school, unnecessary.
I know. Are they still getting pizza? Do you know? Because I know there was a talk about it on the show one time. They were getting pizza and all that stuff.
I think so. I think they still let them do it on Fridays, but I'm not sure.
I don't think it's that bad. I don't think pizza's that bad. If you're going to get a very thin crust, that's what I used to do. I don't have any now. But I used to order it very thin, and I used to tell them I want it very well done, almost burn it. Because I cannot stand holding a piece of pizza in my hand and it's floppy and hanging over my fingers and it's very weak looking. I want a nice crunchy piece, you know.
Well, okay, hopefully you can get some soon. All right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.
Take it easy. And caller, hang on. We will get to you in just a moment. I got to just knock this quick break out of the way so I don't lose track of time. We'll be back in just a few minutes, broadcasting live from Country Whip in Acushnet. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back. We are broadcasting live from Country Whip in Acushnet. Come on by, have some coffee with us. But right now, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. And you are next on WBSM. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
Morning. How's it going?
Morning. I'll chime in on the Lunchable thing. I think that is like a secondary lunch. So if you don't like your primary lunch, there's always like a second option if you don't like whatever it is, pizza or chop suey or whatever. So that's always an option on the side. It's not never your main lunch.
Sure. But why is it even an option?
Oh, I mean, it's easy to make the secondary lunch. You can just throw it together real quick and just toss it to the side. They don't make a lot of them. But I do know that they make it. It's either like a Lunchable, or sometimes it's something really like a sun butter and jelly, because they can't use peanut butter. They use really basic stuff. They just throw it off to the side. So I have no idea why they're. Go ahead.
I would say they are making it. They're making it for them. They're not just handing them a package.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if it's like a Lunchable, as in because they put together like all the components and it looks like a Lunchable, or if it comes in that plastic segregated little compartment thing that you buy in the grocery store. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure.
I know it's from the company. It's an actual Kraft Foods Lunchable, but whether or not they're putting it together for them, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I do know it's on the side, so it's never like a main lunch. I really don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you, just because most of those kids are probably eating the same stuff at home anyways. So they all the way back from like George W. Bush, when they did the No Child Left Behind, a lot of your lunch rules have even changed. Even your wealthiest kid doesn't even have to pay for lunch if they don't want to. Like, they can literally carry a balance year to year and graduate high school with thousands of dollars in like ranked up lunch debt, which is insane. And then Michelle Obama came in and changed the entire menu for the salt intake, which I'm surprised that the Lunchables even made that cut. to be honest with you, with the amount of sodium in it. I thought there was a cap. Maybe that snuck through, or maybe they made a sizable political donation. Who knows?
Well, it even says in the CNN story, you know, that says how much sodium is in the adult version or the, you know, the regular store version of the turkey and cheese. And then it says, you know, the guidelines for the FDA are below, you know, for children are below this. So
Right. Now
they're saying, you know, in Phil's story, he said it has three times as much as the one that you can buy in the store. So that just doesn't sound right. It sounds like maybe the ingredients changed after they had passed and gotten this approved.
Yeah. It is weird, but I do know that they don't serve Elio's pizza. Remember those from the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, that Elio's pizza is square.
Oh my God, I loved it when it was Fridays. They used to make a whole pan and they just cut it up. It was just massive, and it was not good. I mean, we thought it was great, but then it started to change. I think mid 2000s they started bringing in Papagino's and they started bringing in like local pizzas. They used to buy from like, I don't even know where else other than like Papagino's or Domino's or something like that. But they used to stop bringing in pizza.
I never got that.
Making them.
I only got the cardboard pizza. But I used to buy the Hoodsy cup, and then I would dump the Hoodsy cup on top of the pizza and eat them together. And I don't know why I did that, but it took off, and everybody else started doing it too.
You're psychotic. What?
I am.
I
do anything.
You there?
I got to take one final break in the hour, but thank you for the call.
You got it, Tim. Bye.
Have a good day. And we will, let me go, all right. We caller, I see you on there. We'll keep you on hold. If I have time when we come back from the break, we'll take you. If not, I'll have you hang on for the start of the next hour. But we'll be back in just a few minutes as we're broadcasting live from Country Whip on North Main Street.